Have you ever been in love? I'm not asking for a show of hands. Have you ever been in, are you in love right now? We started a young adult class this morning called Fall in Love, Stay in Love. Some of them in there looked like they were in love. Most of them looked like they were in love. Some of them are wanting to be in love. They came to the young adult class looking for love. Are you in love? How do you know if you're in love? Is it the warm, fuzzy feeling that you get? Is that how you know that you're in love? How do you know if you are in love? Is it the fact that your wallet seems to empty quicker than it fills? Is that the sign that you're in love? What are the signs of knowing that you are in love? Dr. Joyce Brothers, don't know what you think about her, said you're in love when you think more about the other person than you do yourself. You're in love when you dare to reveal yourself fully to someone else, when you dare to be vulnerable. That's how she says you know that you're in love. Leo Tolstoy, who was a Russian novelist back in the 19th century, he wrote probably what was your favorite book in school called War and Peace. You know that book that you used as a doorstop because you couldn't find anything bigger in the house than that book? But not in War and Peace, but another one of Tolstoy's books. He wrote about a man who was in love. And he said about this man, he felt now, this man did, he felt now that he was not simply close to her, but that he did not know where he ended and she began. That's being in love. Not knowing where you end and where the other person begins. One of my favorite writers, Dr. Seuss. Here's what Dr. Seuss said about how to know if you are in love. And I wanted this to be like red fish, blue fish, but it doesn't rhyme, but it makes sense. Dr. Seuss said, you know you're in love when you can't fall asleep because reality is finally better than your dreams. That's being in love. How do you know if you are in love? This morning I want to give you the ABCs of knowing that you're in love. We're not going to go all the way through Z, but we are going to go through some of the ABCs. How can you know if you are in love? We're going to go through these just briefly, but I want you to see some of these. How do you know if you're in love? Here are the signs that we have to know if we are truly in love. First of all, if you are in love, then your attention is going to be affected. Your attention. Your attention is going to be all about that other person. When you are in love, you think about that other person all the time. You fill in the blank, whoever it is. Maybe the other person doesn't even know that you're in love with them and you just fill in the blank. Everything that happens reminds you of that other person. That's how you know that you are in love. You have trouble concentrating on anything else when you're in love. And you are always looking for ways to be together. Are you in love? You'll know it by your attention. But it's not just your attention. From the letter B, we know that we are in love by our behavior. Do you behave differently around people that you're in love with? You could put the word heart here. You'll know that you're in love by your heart. You know that you're in love when your heart, when that other person makes you happy. When that other person makes you happier than anybody else on the face of this earth. You'll know that you're in love when you go about wanting to make that other person happier than you even care to be yourself. Have you ever been in love? You ever been in love and wanted to be able to say, you know, I just want time, just the two of us? when your heart has been given to that other person, when your attention and your behavior is directed entirely to that other person. But it's not just your attention that's going to tell you you're in love. Not just your behavior that's going to tell you that you're in love. Your conversations will give it away. When all you can do is talk about that other person, pretty good indicator you're in love. When you cannot help but talk, when you're in any conversation and somehow this other person comes up, that's a pretty good indication that you're in love. And here's the test. When you can't wait to introduce this person to your family, that shows that if you're willing to let them know where you came from, if you're willing to let them in on your family secrets, you're a pretty good sign that you're in love when your conversations are all about that person that you love. But it's not just your attention, not just your behavior, not just your conversations. But you will know that you are in love by your decisions. Another word you could put here is your priorities. You know that you're in love when you start making sacrifices for that other person. You know that you are in love when compromise is not a bad word. You know that you're in love when compromise doesn't mean they have to give something else up, but that you love them so much you'd be willing to give something up. You're in love when your decisions are all about that other person. When you reflect on what you want to do and other priorities don't, they don't hold a candle. Other priorities take a back seat to this other person. That's how you can know that you're in love. But it's not just your decisions. You will know that you are in love with somebody by your exclusivity. What does that mean? When there is nobody else. When nobody else in this life matters except for that person, you're in love. When you think about your life and the only person you can think about being a part of that life is that other person, when you decide that that is the person for you, it's a pretty good sign that you're in love. Have you ever been in love? Have you ever been in love with somebody who had your attention, who dictated your behavior, who dominated your conversations, who influenced your decisions, who had your exclusivity? You ever been in love? You know you're in love when your future, it's all about, you can't even think about the future without this person being in it. You can't think about tomorrow. You can't think about next week. You can't think about next month. You can't think about next year unless this person is a part of it. Have you ever been in love? Now, for some of you, you were in love and still are, except your spouse has passed on. You may have been in love with her or him for 40, 50, 60 years, and the separation is horrible, but you're still in love. For some in here, you don't know what it's like to be in love. You think you do. You think you might want to try it one of these days, but you're really not sure. How many have ever been in love? How many are in love? How many want to be in love? Now, these six things apply to your relationships, hopefully in your marriage. Hopefully in your marriage, your spouse has your undivided attention. Hopefully in your marriage, your behavior and your conversations, your decisions, your exclusivity, your future is all wrapped up in your spouse. But all of this morning is just the introduction. To get us to a point where some of you are saying, this lesson has nothing to do with me. And sometimes that's the way lessons are. Sometimes lessons about marriage have nothing to do with those who are not married. Sometimes lessons about mothers, well, they don't have a whole lot to do with some of the rest of us. So sometimes lessons may not have a direct application to us, but I want us to see that this lesson this morning has direct application to every one of us. Because this morning I don't want us to focus on the signs of just being in love, but I want you to think about the signs of being in love with Jesus. Are you in love with the Son of God? I'm not asking, do you love Jesus? Not asking if you love Jesus. I think if we asked this morning, do you love Jesus? Most of us would say, yeah, I love Jesus. That's why I'm here this morning. Not asking if you love Him. Are you in love with Jesus? Now, what I want us to do is I want us to go right back through the ABCs of knowing if we're in love. And I want us to take each of these and apply it to our love of Jesus. You want to know if you're in love with Jesus? Here's some signs. Here's some ways that you can not just think, not just have a pretty good idea. Here's how you can know you are in love with Jesus. Number one, He's going to have your attention. He's going to have your mind. Colossians chapter 3. The Bible says, those of you who have been raised with Christ, you've been baptized, you were buried in water, you were raised from the water to walk in newness of life. Those of you, He says in Colossians 3 and verse 1, those who have been raised with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of this earth. Are you in love with Jesus? You'll know it by the fact, does He have your attention? Is your attention, is your mind focused on the Lord? In Hebrews chapter 12, after the Hebrew writer gave a series of faithful in Hebrews chapter 11, He says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 that we are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses, these great faithful, no doubt, of Hebrews chapter 11. But after He's talked about these humans and how they demonstrated great faith and how we can emulate their faith and how we can be encouraged by their faith in Hebrews 12 and verse 2, He then says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of God, looking unto Jesus. You will know, not just if you love Jesus, you will know if you are in love with the Lord, if He has your attention. You know, sometimes it's easy to be like Peter, isn't it? Sometimes it's easy to take our eyes off of the Lord. And the question is not, have you ever taken your eyes off of the Lord? Because every one of us has. And it's not a question of, will you ever take your eyes off of the Lord? Because the reality is that all sin and fall short of the glory of God. The question is, when you do take your eyes off of the Lord, what do you do after that? Is your attention once again renewed and refixed on the Lord? You'll know you're in love with Him if He's got your attention. You'll know you are in love with Him by your behavior, by the way that you act, by the things that you do. When you look down this list of saying, here's how my behavior is affected when I'm in love on this earth. How is our behavior affected when we are in love with Jesus? Is your heart set on making Jesus happy? Do you ever think about making our Lord happy? As you go about your day, do you ever think, is this going to make God happy? Is this going to make Jesus happy? Are we more concerned about making him happy than we are making ourselves happy? When Jesus was on this earth, in John 8 and verse 29, Jesus said, "Here is my purpose. Here's what I try to do all the time." John 8 and verse 29, "I always seek to do those things that please him." Always. That's all he wanted to do, was to please his Father. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 9, can you say this? Can you say what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 9? He says, "We make it our aim." We make it our aim. What is your aim in life? If you were to take a scope from a rifle and you were to fix that scope on, "That's where I'm going. That's my aim. That's my focus in life." And you were to dial it in, tune it in so it's crystal clear. What's your aim in life? Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 9, "Our aim is to always be pleasing unto him." If you are in love with the Lord, that's going to be your aim. That's going to be what you want to do. All that you do, every behavior you engage in is going to be determined by, is this going to make Jesus happy? But it's not just your attention and your behavior. What about your words? Do they ever indicate that you're in love with the Lord? You know, when you're in love with somebody on this earth, you're not afraid for other people to know it. We talked in the young adult class this morning about that romantic love that develops between a couple, which causes them to want to spend the rest of their life together. That romantic love that develops between a couple to where they have a love for each other that is irresistible. And they do not want to be set. They don't ever want to live apart from each other. And so they get married to one another in order that they might continue to develop and to perfect and grow that love for the rest of their lives together. And when they get, they're not ashamed to admit, "I love this person." When they walk down the aisle and the preacher says, "Do you take this woman?" They're not afraid to say, "I do." There's no shame in saying, "This is the person I love. This is the person I am in love with." When you're out someplace and you meet somebody that you knew from the past, you're not ashamed to say, "Here's my wife, here's my husband, here's my boyfriend, here's my girlfriend, here's the person I'm in love with." I want you to meet that we're not ashamed to introduce somebody that we love to other people that we know. Are you in love with Jesus? Your conversation will indicate if you are or not. Are we ashamed to talk about Jesus with other people? Are we ashamed to include Jesus in our conversations on a daily basis? Are we ashamed to introduce Jesus to our family members, to our friends, to our coworkers? Are we afraid they might not like him? Are they afraid they might not want to follow him? Are we afraid that they might not like us anymore? Are you in love with the Lord? If our conversations are not all about him, if we only allow Jesus to creep into certain select minimal conversations, then how can we possibly say that we are in love with our Savior? As you think about, as you take the Word of God and use it as your mirror and reflect on how much you love the Lord, how much attention do you give Him? How has it affected your behavior on a daily basis? How has it become dominant in your conversations with other people? How has your love for the Lord impacted your decisions, your priorities, the choices that you make as a child of God, the choices that you make as a Christian, are they all about the Lord? Are they all about how is this going to impact my relationship with Jesus? When you look at the other priorities in life, when you look at the other obligations you have in your life, when you look at the other things, the other responsibilities that you have in your life that you have to fulfill. When you get married, there are responsibilities you have to fulfill. It's a God-given obligation. When you have a job, there are certain obligations. When you look at all of these other things that require your attention, that require your devotion and your responsibility, where does Jesus rank? Being in love with Jesus, how has it impacted the decisions that you make on a daily basis? Are there occasions where your decisions for the Lord, where you change clock and calendar in order to fulfill responsibilities to Him? You know, we will adjust our clock and our calendar for all sorts of things today, won't we? Our boss says, I need you here on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for a meeting. And we will adjust our clock and our calendar. The Little League coach says we need to have a practice on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And somehow we adjust our clock and our calendar to fit it. But not just for those kind of things. Somebody calls up and says, hey, can we have lunch today? Well, you might have had other ideas for lunch that day, but you will adjust clock and calendar to meet that person's needs. When it comes to our decisions for the Lord, does He know, can He see, not just that we love Him, but that we are in love with Him? Being in love with the Lord has got to be an exclusive relationship. Is He the only one for you? Jesus said, you shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only thou shalt serve. Same thing Samuel said, same thing Joshua said, over and over. This is an exclusive relationship we are to have with God. When you look at your relationship with God, does He know you're in love with Him because of your exclusivity? Because He looks down upon you and He doesn't see a heart that is divided. He doesn't see somebody who's trying to serve two masters. He sees somebody who's serving one master. Serving Him and giving Him all of our heart, not some of it. All of our soul, not some of it. All of our strength, not a lot of it. All of our mind, not the majority of it. Every bit of what we've got is devoted to this exclusive relationship. If you're in love with Jesus, then your future is going to be all wrapped up in Him. You won't be able to think about the future without thinking about Jesus. You won't be able to think about tomorrow. You won't be able to think about next week. You won't be able to think about next month. You won't be able to think about your vacation next week. You won't be able to think about your plans for next year without Jesus not being a tag along, but being right there at the heart of everything you do. He's your future. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Are these words sweet? That where I am, there you may be also. Do you long to be in the place where Jesus is? You long to be there? The last words of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17 say, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Your future right now only has two possible destinies. If you are not in love with the Lord, then you have a destiny. You have a future that is going to be torment forever and ever. But for those who are in love with the Lord, who give Him their undivided attention, who modify their behavior to fit what He wants to make Him happy, who have our conversations dominated by Him, who have our decisions dictated by Him, who have our lives exclusively devoted to Him, who have our futures all wrapped up in Him, then Jesus says that where I am, you may be also. You see, we could take a list, and we could make a list, not just A through G on the ABCs of knowing if we're in love. We could go all the way through Z. But the reality is, if you want to know if you're in love with Jesus, then it's going to take your everything. As we close, I want you to think about the words from John chapter 14. Jesus said twice in John 14 and verse 15, John 14 and verse 23, "If you love me, if anyone loves me." It's a conditional statement. The word "if" says it's conditional. You don't have to. You can choose if you want to. If you love me, it's a present tense verb. That means it's not just, well, I did at one point, but I always, continually, constantly, forever love you. It's conditional. It's continuous. Do you have that kind of love for the Lord? God says, Jesus says, if you have that kind of love for Him. Now, some translations translate this as a command. Some translations translate it, if you love me, keep my commandments. But the verb is not actually a command. And so some of your translations have it more correctly, where it says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Yes, it's a command. If you love Jesus, you have to keep His commandments. But what Jesus is saying here is that if you truly love Him, if you are truly in love with Him, then it is going to be an automatic reflex. If I love Him, then I am automatically going to do what He says. And when I reach a point where I do what Jesus says, not because I have to, well, I'll do it if I have to so I don't go to hell. When I reach the point where I do what Jesus says, not because I have to, but because I want to, then I'm in love with the Lord. Scripture reading this morning was from Ephesians chapter 5. A beautiful passage that talks about the love between a husband and a wife, and how that love is to emulate Jesus and the church, and how a couple can grow to love one another. But verse 32 is the reason I had that passage read this morning. It's where Paul gets down to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32, and he says, "But I speak a great mystery." He says, I'm talking about love, but I'm not talking about love between husband and wife. I'm talking about love between Jesus and His church. How much do you love Jesus? We know how much He loved us, gave Himself for us. Are you in love with Him? Are you ready to give your all to Him? Bible says, Jesus says, if you love me, then keep my commandments. If you love Jesus this morning, do you believe who He said He was? Do you believe who He claimed to be, the Son of God? Do you believe with all of your heart that Jesus died on that cross, that He was buried in that tomb, and that 3 days later He was alive again? Do you believe that? Do you believe He died on that cross for your sins? If you believe that, why don't you make up your mind, make the decision to repent, turn away from sin, turn away from the wrong that's in your life, and do that because Jesus said to do it. He said, "If unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish." Jesus said we need to confess Him before men in order that He confess us before Father. And then Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized, his sins shall be washed away. Do you love Jesus? Do you want Him to be your Savior? You want him to be your Lord? Do you want him to be your big brother? Do you want him to be your shepherd? Do you want him to be your future? And give your life to him this day. Be buried with him. Allow his blood to wash away your sins. God will add you to the book of life. And then all he asks you to do is keep on loving him. Keep on serving him. Keep on obeying him. If we can help you this morning in any way, please come as together we stand and sing.